This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Fenix, F-E-N-N-I-X, first name Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. The date of birth, November 4, 1962. Date of evaluation, September 9, 2024. Referring physician is Dr. Hassan. The chief complaint, patient is a 61-year-old female who complained of neck pain, the HVI. The patient is a 61-year-old female who reports history of fall in a UPS truck in approximately 2020 period. She was initially evaluated at Concentra period. She was then placed on light duty, period. However, she continued to do poorly and was taken off from work, period. She underwent multiple investigations and was found to have cervical pathology, period. In addition, she was found to have torn left labrum, period. She had further reported low back pain and was diagnosed with disease of the lumbosacral spine, period. The patient is now anticipated to undergo surgery of the cervical spine, period. She had failed medical therapy and has continued with pain involving her neck, which she rates as 8/10. It radiates to the arm and legs, period. She further reports associated cramping in her legs, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. Her past medical history includes 1, hypothyroidism, next number, asthma, next number, ovarian ablation, next numbers, status post colonoscopy, B, medications, gabapentin, 600 milligrams, take 2 daily. Levothyroxine, 80 milligrams, take 2 QAM. Albuterol, PRN. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother had CVA and heart attack, father had CVA. Social history, patient is a smoker, she notes occasional alcohol use, but denies drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, she reports weight gain and fatigue, she further reports night sweats. Skin, she has had color changes and nail changes, period. Eyes, she wears glasses and contact lenses, period. She reports burning and blind spots, period. Nose, she has sneezing. Oral cavity, she reports bleeding gum. Throat, she has sore throat. Neck, she has stiffness, decreased pain, and decreased range of motion. Respiratory, she has dyspnea on going up to her bedroom. She reports wheezing, cardiac. She has no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea, and constipation. She further reports bloating, period. Genitourinary, she has frequency, urgency, and incontinence, period. Musculoskeletal, she has pain involving the right ankle. Neurologic, she reports headaches. Psychiatric, she reports nervousness. Endocrine, She has heat intolerance, hematologic. She reports easy bruising and easy bleeding. Physical examination, blood pressure 122/87, pulse 79, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 233.4 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The remainder of the examination, the patient is a 61-year-old female who had suffered a cervical injury. She was felt to require preoperative clearance as she has cervical spinal stenosis and will require surgical treatment, period. She had prior x-rays of the cervical and shoulders, which had revealed multi-level severe degenerative changes with the presence of ventral osteophytes, most pronounced at C4-5, period. There was noted to be preservation of cervical lordosis and no evidence of fractured dislocation, period. She was found to have mild DJT, period. MRI of the cervical spine revealed severe spinal cord compression and severe left foraminal stenosis at the C3-C4 level, period. There is moderate spinal cord compression at the C4-5 level, period. The impression, once again, this 61-year-old female had failed medical therapy. She has evidence of spinal stenosis. She is now scheduled for surgical treatment, period. EKG had revealed the sinus rhythm of 70 beats per minute and was otherwise unremarkable. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.